right, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall here on this Ask the Expert show, rounding the seasons into the new year with your friends from Eggleston. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to, or at any time, the Facebook page can get you the information you need to get into your community and get holiday festive with your friends from Eggleston. From the garden center to the gift giving, and there's so much to do from the donation time of the season to help out the people around you, EgglestonServices.org. And stay tuned this hour. We'll talk until the end of the hour with your friends from Eggleston. Paul, welcome back, sir.
Good to be back, Damian.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, all things absolutely. Eggleston. And we were teasing on the first segment of the show about a big announcement.
So, you know, as I had mentioned before the break, you know, we've had a long 23-year relationship with the radio station and advertising our vehicle donation program. And, you know, my tenure with Eggleston has been now 35 years. I've been with Eggleston, and that's coming to an end.
Really?
So at the end of the year, I will be retiring. And the board looked in a not just national, an international search for my replacement, and decided on an individual that joined our organization about 2 years ago. So we have in the studio with us today our chief operating officer and president of Eggleston, and soon to be the chief executive officer taking my place, and it's Harrison Mizowitz. So, Harrison, welcome to the radio show, and glad you were able to join us today and introduce you to the greater community. Harrison's already been introduced to the greater community. He's only been in this area for a couple of years now, almost a couple of years, and he's endeared himself to the community and been out and about and shaking hands and kissing babies and doing all the things that you got to do. So, again, Harrison, maybe for the listening audience, maybe you could tell a little bit about your background and why Eggleston, I guess, is the question I would have.
Thanks, Damian, and thanks, Paul, for the kind words and introduction. I've been excited to come on this radio show since I came here about 2 years ago, and I'm so grateful to WNIS for the long partnership with Eggleston and the good that you do. If it wasn't for this show this morning, I would be driving a car right now in our auction because I love going out to our auction and doing the things that the individuals we serve do on a daily basis. So I'd never ask an employee of mine to do a job that I'm not willing to do. So I show up in our laundries, I show up in our group homes, in our day supports, and I regularly attend the auctions just so I can get out there and really experience everything Eggleston. But just falling in love with Hampton Roads. I've spent most of my life here in Virginia. I grew up in Northern Virginia. It's a different area from Hampton Roads, but I really love Hampton Roads, and I'm just so happy to call it my home now. And why Eggleston? I guess that ties back to after I got out of high school, I did a little bit of IT work, and I realized I didn't want a relationship with a computer. I instead wanted a relationship with actual humans. So after a little stint in Minnesota where I did my undergrad in law school, I decided I don't want to be a lawyer, but I instead wanted to give my life to service. And that led me to a nonprofit in Northern Virginia that oversees $4 billion in federal contracts called Source America. And the man with the greatest reputation as being a titan in disability policy was Mr. Paul Atkinson. So I learned about him there, and I learned that I really wanted to chase a leader. And I worked out of a nonprofit in Baltimore for a little while after working for Source America. But when that little LinkedIn-y popped up and it showed Eggleston, I said, I'll not click ignore today. I'll instead look into this a little bit. And after having a conversation with our immediate past chair, Denny Wentz, our current board chair, Jen Anders, and Paul Atkinson, I knew this was the place for me. And then I got to experience my executive team and my executive leadership team through an interview to where they thought they were interviewing me, but I was interviewing them. I was making sure that this was the culture that I wanted to surround myself in. And when I was offered the job of chief operating officer 2 years ago, I didn't hesitate. In fact, I had already planned on taking it. I had thought that there was a good vibe to where they were going to ask me down. So I started preparing. I got my last organization ready for me to transition. I did all of the right things. And I reached out to Paul and I said, I got to do it right to leave this organization. I'm going to give them exactly the amount of time they need. And Paul said, absolutely. I wouldn't have it any other way. So that just cemented it for me. And that's what I want, is I want to continue on with the precedent that Paul has set for 35 years. And I'm just so grateful to Paul for your mentorship. We have a very, very special friendship that we've developed over the last 2 years, and we'll continue on for the rest of our lives.
Oh, no, well said. You spoke to a culture that you found when you were interviewing Eggleston. What is the culture for our listeners that may have never heard of Eggleston? And then we can, you know, at some point through the show, we'll talk about kind of the philosophy, that driving mission behind Eggleston that actually reverberates throughout the community to the benefit of all of us listening, benefit from it, whether we know it or not. But speak to that culture. What did you find when you interviewed with Eggleston?
So I was surrounded in a room by servant leaders, and every one of my subordinates on the operations team, when I entered in as the chief operating officer, they all spoke to me about leadership from the front, which is the way that I was taught to lead, is don't ever ask anybody to do a job you're not willing to do yourself. And the senior leadership team primarily is composed of individuals that started at the ground level and worked their way up. And they told me stories about overcoming personal struggles and having that grit, gratitude, and grace that is needed to be successful. But the culture of Eggleston that exists and that we're really leaning into right now is the culture of excellence. We provide excellence at all levels of our organization because the individuals we serve deserve that. And we treat our employees excellently as well, because how could we ever expect for our employees to treat the individuals we serve excellently if we don't treat them excellent ourselves? So excellence is what brought me here, and it was, the tone is set at the top by Paul.
No, well said, well said. And growing and expanding as much as we see Eggleston does over the years, and just throughout the year of broadcasts, where there's constantly something new going on with Eggleston, that's exciting to hear your enthusiasm and know that it's part of a company that really is always constantly looking for what else we can do next. What else can we do to help the community? And it's a pleasure to be part of the show and get to ask you guys and talk about it all the time here on Ask the Expert for our listeners. On News Talk 790, and know that they can go to the website for more information, to get involved, find the calendar of events in Hampton Roads that you can get involved in from a variety of topics. Go to EggletonServices.org or on the Facebook page for Eggleston Services.
You know, Damien, we've been around for 67 years now, and, you know, I think a theme that we've tried to maintain is maintain the relevance of the programs and services that we offer to people. Mm. And I'm confident that the board of directors chose the right individual to lead Eggleston, to maintain the relevance of the programs and services, to continue to grow and to have, a talented group of leaders that will, carry the organization for the next 67 years. And, the need is there. The need is there in the community. And, I've heard one time the quote of the sign of a mature society is how it treats those least fortunate individuals in that society. And I think having programs and services and the recognizing the interdependence of us all is what's important.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And as we quickly go into this this news break, everybody listening, stay tuned on the other side for Ask the Expert, continuing with Paul Adkinson and the gang with Eggleston, EgglestonServices.org. Go to the website, go to the Facebook page, find out how you can get involved. And remember, the gift of giving starts with you, and Giving Tuesdays around the corner in Eggleston can really make your dollars go for the biggest bang for the biggest buck. Find out more at the website, EgglestonServices.org. Real quick break, and we'll be right back with your friends from Eggleston right here on News Talk 790 WNIS.